Trend number three, the new structure of employment. Until the 1980s, most American businesses were composed almost exclusively of full-time, long-term employees. People were typically hired with the idea that they could stay until they retired, as long as they did a good job. Companies provided their employees with paid vacations and other benefit programs. The employer expected loyalty from the employees, and vice versa. Today, that's all changed. As business guru Charles Handy forecast over 20 years ago, the so-called Shamrock Organization has become the norm. It is typified by three parts. One, a permanent full-time corporate core that keeps getting relatively smaller. Two, a portfolio of specialized consultants or contractors, creating specific deliverables. And three, a rapidly growing population of temporary workers employed on an as-needed basis. In this structure, the corporate core acts as the repository for organizational learning, corporate culture, and strategic insights. It is responsible for ensuring that the right resources are available to the right people at the right time to maximize value creation. The specialized contractors are typically hired to deliver specific results for a specified price. In manufacturing, this usually involves outsourcing production and physical distribution. These contractors tend to choose their own work methods, their own projects, and the methods they use to acquire intellectual and human capital. They typically rely on a pool of resources they've accumulated for use with many clients. Whether they are solo practitioners, larger professional firms, or large companies with highly focused functional competencies, they tend to see themselves as being distinct businesses rather than employees of the core. Temporary workers, on the other hand, are assigned to firms to perform work on an as-needed basis. They are typically paid on an hourly, daily, or weekly basis and perform work using the client's standardized methods. In many cases, temps work right alongside core employees, but they don't have the same job security. Most temporary workers and many contractors form what can be labeled the contingent workforce, a group that is not eligible for unemployment benefits. One of the biggest factors driving the growth of the contingent workforce is the volatility in the business climate. Organizations have concluded they must become more agile in their management of labor, a characteristic that is lacking in the traditional corporate core. Specifically, companies need an easy way to expand rapidly when business is growing, and the freedom to shift resources to meet changes, pulling workers from areas of low return and moving them to areas of high return. They also need to be able to reduce their workforce without negative ramifications, such as damaging the company image or reducing the morale of remaining employees. The use of a contingent workforce gives companies this agility and freedom. Companies can also benefit from hiring just-in-time workers, who are employed for a set time on specific projects. Because of these preset expectations, budgets are easier to maintain and workers understand they will leave when the project ends. These kinds of benefits translate into savings. Studies by Taleo Research reveal that implementing a contingent workforce strategy can produce cost savings of at least 20%. The risks of relying on contingent contractors, though manageable, can include expensive lawsuits, revenue leakage, and certain non-compliance issues. In light of this trend, please consider the following forecasts. First, the contingent workforce will double in size by the end of this decade. Currently, this group makes up about 20 to 30% of the workforce in Fortune 100 companies. Dana Shaw, a senior vice president at Staffing Industry Analysts, predicts this percentage will grow to 50% by 2020. And there is already evidence that this growth is taking place. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 100% of the 3.23 million jobs that have been added to the workforce since 2010 have been jobs that are ineligible to collect unemployment insurance. These job categories include the self-employed, contractors, and people who hold family business jobs. Second, the increasing use of the Shamrock model will unleash even greater productivity gains in U.S. businesses. Just as automation boosted the output of factories, and just as information technology accelerated the productivity of knowledge workers, the transformation of American corporations into entities with a lean core of essential people and a constantly shifting assortment of contractors and temp workers will enable firms to get even more done with even fewer full-time salaried employees. For those inside the core, as well as the company shareholders, this will be a positive development. And third, for the growing number of workers outside the core, the results will be mixed. Independent contractors and temp workers will gain more freedom over their working hours, more autonomy over their careers, and a more flexible approach to work-life balance, in which they can choose, for example, to work less when their children are younger and more when their children are in school. However, this freedom will come at a high cost. Rising health insurance premiums, if the insurance industry is not disrupted as outlined in previous issues of Trends, and other costs that were once paid for by employers will absorb much of the income that these freelancers will earn. This will undoubtedly make an impact on the standards of living of millions of workers, causing a widening divide between those at the core, who will continue to earn high salaries and paid benefits, and the hourly wages of the freelancers with average or modest talents. However, there will also be an opportunity for the best freelancers to earn significantly higher incomes than the core workers. The independent workers with the greatest talents and proven track records will be in high demand, and companies will try to outbid each other for their services. In this way, the Shamrock model will reward those whose performance makes the biggest contribution to the bottom line.